Sean Dyche, what do you make of that?
A ding-dong affair on the worst pitch probably anyone's seen in a long time. And overall, I thought, you know, summary of the game, I thought they managed the pitch and played quite well, actually, for the first 25 minutes. We then got to grips with it, came into the end of the half stronger and obviously hit the post, and their keeper made an absolute top-draw save from Ross Wallace. So we finished quite strong the first half, came out second half. A few minor adjustments tactically seemed to work. We got the upper feel of the game without really opening too many chances up, but the feel of the game was going our way. And a moment of quality, really, to win it for them. I was just a little bit disappointed we didn't press that situation and stop the shot a bit quicker. But it is a fantastic finish. And, you know, that was the deciding moment in a game with no great chance. Well, other than the one we've hit the post and the keeper makes a great save. Grant is not had a save to make, really, of any meaning. So we're disappointed to not come away with at least a point. But we didn't do enough to open up that real golden chance to score ourselves.
On a surface like that, the first goal is so, so important, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously it was a big 3 points for them, equally for ourselves. But, you know, my point being that they've really scored a goal and they've pretty much hung on then and you know, filled the box up with bodies and made it difficult for us. You know, we had plenty of territory, but trying to find that moment of breakthrough when the box is packed can be difficult.
You had a lot of set plays and a lot of delivery into the box and just couldn't quite get the golden touch, could you?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we there was a couple of maybes and, you know, you're thinking one's going to drop in a minute and it didn't quite work that way. And they defended very resolutely, particularly their two centre-backs, to be fair. I thought were excellent today on their behalf. But, you know, we kept probing, we kept trying to mix our play. We had four centre-forwards on in the end, you know, trying to get that point, that win for our fans who have travelled in numbers again today. And, you know, it just wasn't to be today.
You brought Ben Mee back and he did really well for you, didn't he?
Yeah, well, Ben, you know, we're really pleased that his knee settled down quite quickly. When it happened, we were wondering again, but we found out it wasn't as serious as first thought, so it settled down reasonably well. I think, you know, it's a tough one to call today because there was a lot of good things from us today. And like I said, when your keeper doesn't hardly make a save and concedes one, it is a bit of a head-scratcher. But it can happen. But, we also didn't make as many clear chances as we wanted to. Apart from, as I say, you know, we've hit the post. You know what it's like. That's an inch to the right. It flies in rather than bouncing across goal. And their keeper has made a worldy save first half. So the margins are fine, as ever.
Talking of fine margins, you've got 54 points in this crazy division. Is that enough?
Who knows? I mean, you know, we're all looking up, down, around the division. I was just mentioning, you know, the amount of managers and coaches I bump into along the way just chatting. They're all like scratching their heads because it's a really unusual one. Our goal is to keep getting points on the table, but that hasn't changed since I got here. We want to win. We want a winning culture. We want to progress the team. And, you know, it's a difficult league to win every week. We've only lost one in seven before today. And, you know, the fine margins in them as well. So, you know, there are some good things, but we want to make sure that we're going strong again Tuesday, Saturday, and continuing until the end of the season.